Part 4. Mercury of Air. The mercury of air is the active energy of the air element, i.e., the spirit of the intellect. Sephiroth was 16 years old when he stood in front of Central Command and presented his case to be a state alchemist. Metal is characterized by high electric and thermal conductivity and is possessed of an ordered structure. While also possessing an ordered structure, crystal lacks this conductivity unless impurities have been introduced. If given materials can be created to contain as well as conduct energy, it may be possible to store that energy for later use, independent of alchemical circles. And if this could be accomplished, then it may also be possible that those without alchemical skill can use the energy contained within said materia. Fascinating. True potential. But this is all speculative. What can you provide the military for immediate use? Condensation of the heavier elements in the air, reduction of air pollutants, particularly in coal mines, formation of defensive and offensive earthworks when circumstances prevent the usual alchemical methods. Be more specific. When floods have decimated or buried an area, airborne particles can be molded into walls, dams, and other boundaries just as reliably. Projectiles may also be formed, even from behind enemy lines. Like a meteor shower? If that is how you wish to describe it. He spoke without hesitation or fervor, only the calm of a person confident in their words. Fuhrer Bradley had looked down at this teenage boy, silver-haired and black-clad, wearing an expression of cool blankness, and smiled. One more thing. Who is your sponsor? Professor Hojo, sir. He is my father. Well now, isn't that interesting? You will be the Mercury Alchemist. But the name, you see, was something of a cruel joke. On the surface, it may not seem so, given that there was already a Silver Alchemist, and Quicksilver would just get too confusing. However, Mercury, physical manifestation of spirit, the active energy binding together the passive energy of the soul and the receptive platform of the body. This theoretical materia could be the beginning of packaging and selling an otherwise sacred substance. Ah, the progressiveness of capitalism. It is also beautiful, and was once believed to be a miracle cure. In reality, it is highly lethal. And if the rumors about Hojo and Sephiroth's birth were correct, you could understand. Sephiroth wasn't a chimera or a homunculus. He wasn't that kind of abomination. But nevertheless, it made a terrible sort of sense. When he accepted the dragon-embossed pocket watch, Sephiroth understood precisely what the Fuhrer was suggesting. Alchemist of Mercury. As he stood over Cloud's empty body, perhaps he would finally have the chance to live up to the name.